Welcome to GLHF, the world's first podcast in video games, except this time, I could not be more outside. I'm so excited to tell you playing... where I am. You will literally never guess.
Yeah, listen, where the fuck are you?
I am right now in the car in the parking lot of a, like, star observatory in the middle of a huge field in the middle of nowhere in Kyushu, Japan.
Wait. Sorry, wait, you're not in, like, a hotel?
No, we're staying...
Wait, isn't it, like, 6 o'clock in the morning?
It is. It's 6 a.m. We're staying in a little cabin on the grounds of this observatory. And I got in the car and went to, like, the main parking lot away from the cabins because I didn't want to bother people with the noise of the car. And I'm just sitting here. Okay. There's nobody here. There's rain on the windows.
Wow, that sounds so beautiful. Is there any way you could, like... go outside of your car, walk like a block away and take a picture of just the car in the big parking lot, just so I can get a sense of... You can't do it now because we're having a podcast.
No, I'll do that when we're done talking, and then that'll be the picture that it cuts to when I'm talking.
Alright, I'll make sure I send a picture that it can cut to while I'm talking. I'm in a painter studio in the second floor of somebody's house in Virginia. So,
okay.
I'm surrounded by paint fumes. And you're surrounded by, I don't know, the beautiful rain of Japan.
By nature, dude. Because I like to find
surrounded.
Weird places to stay. So I don't even remember how I found this place. I think I might have just seen it on Google Maps. I think I saw observatory and I was like, ooh, we can go look at the stars. And then I saw that there's little cabins. There's 5 cabins that they rent out to people at the observatory. And I'm like, let's do that. So we drove... it felt like forever into nothingness, like nobody for miles. It's kind of scary. But then we got here and they had our reservation and showed us our little cabin. It's very cute. And they do have the world's shittiest Wi-Fi somehow.
Is it like the type of thing? Sorry, I think you keep kind of cutting out. This feels a little bit like talking. You ever watch like a satellite news broadcast where it's like there's clearly a delay?
Sorry.
You're trying to communicate, but... no, it's fine. We're gonna get good by the end of it, so people won't even know. But was it the type of thing that you could only really do because you speak some Japanese, or is this something that you could have done not speaking any Japanese, or are you just that adventurous?
You know, I've been feeling a little bit like my Japanese is not as useful as I thought, because a lot of people do speak English, or like enough English at least, like to be able to serve you or whatever. So, like,
right.
I can't remember if they had an English website. I might have translated the website. But when we got here, they were, like, giving us instructions and stuff in English. They said, don't run the shower water for more than 1 hour. That was one of our instructions.
Oh, that's a long time. Well, I guess depending on how many people you have. Is that disappointing for you that you don't get to show off your Japanese skills?
I mean, it's terrifying and humiliating to me every time, so...
No, so it's a good thing. I just want you to know there was such a long pause between when I asked that question. It was like 4 seconds of just car noise. I don't know if it'll show up in the recording, but it was just a really long, really long pause. So
okay, well, we don't have to do this episode
so
for
many
too
questions.
Long.
So you're how
annoying.
Far into this? As soon as we get annoyed, we'll just end it there. Or as soon as Ethan gets annoyed trying to edit it, then you can just end it whenever that happens. So how far are you into this? You're there for like another, what, like a week?
Yeah, total in Japan for, less than a week, I think. But we're doing like a huge road trip. So we drove from, we were in Osaka first with family, and then we flew to Kumamoto, and then we drove from Kumamoto out into, the woods. And now we're gonna drive a little more into the woods, and then to Fukuoka, and then to Nagasaki, and back to Kumamoto, and then we fly back to Osaka again, and then we leave. So it's a lot of driving.
It's crazy. Like, it's crazy to me that like Japan has all of the, it has like the woods and small towns, and just like everywhere does. Even Japan just has like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, it's because it's known for the huge
just places.
Cities. But
right. And it's just got all these weird little places. They're not even like weird. They're just like places, like anywhere that you can go and have these wonderful experiences.
Yeah.
But it's not, how much driving could it be? It's not that big of a place.
I mean, it's pretty long. Also, like, people are so dramatic about driving here because I feel like Americans drive a lot. I actually, oh my god, I've done so much. The other day I visited my host mom from when I was in high school.
Whoa.
And I was telling her.
The one that I know about? With the sink?
No. That was recent.
Oh, so who? Okay, never mind. I want you to visit her again. I need an update from her.
No, I probably...
gotta see what she's up to. But yeah, okay, anyway.
I probably will never speak to her again. I don't know if I even talked about her on the podcast. Did I? My host mom...
You don't have to.
Really...
I found it really funny.
She was just, she seemed to not like foreigners very much for being somebody that had volunteered to host foreigners.
Very confusing.
So I ended up complaining about her to the school. So I probably won't see her again, and if she knows that I did that, then I'm sure she hates me now. But no, this is my host mom from when I went to Japan in high school for, what was it, maybe 2 weeks with my, like, Japanese class. So it was super cool to see her again. I saw her and her son, who was 3 years old when I was doing the host thing and is now, like,
wow.
17. And
he didn't remember you, huh? He was like, who?
He kept claiming that he remembered me, and I'm like, there's no way.
No shot. 3 years old. Get out of here.
No.
No way.
And he was studying
English. He might have a vague
English.
Impression of like, someone having been in town, but...
Yeah. He was studying English when he was a toddler. He was going to, like, English classes, so I was asking him if he kept up with it, and he's like, no. And then I actually tried to help him with his English homework for high school, and I'm sorry to say this boy knows nothing. Can't string a sentence together to save his life.
Wait, how was that for you? What's English homework look like? Is it the same as, like, you know, Spanish homework if you're in America?
Yeah, it's very similar to foreign language homework anywhere. Like, it's like my Japanese homework, but reversed. So he has to, like, fill in the blank with words. And it's crazy how, like, kids are the same anywhere in the world, because I had the same suggestion to him that I have had to anybody I've ever helped with homework. Like, whether it's my siblings or, like, friends in school or whatever, which is, have you tried reading the textbook chapter? And he said, no.
Oh, man. It's a class, you know, why bother? You know, no one's ever read them, and
nobody
everyone always graduates.
Nobody is reading a textbook.
Yeah. It's crazy because all the information is in there every time.
Yes.
Like, I remember going to college, and they would be like, here's this book, and we're doing this chapter, and then you show up, and they'd be talking about stuff, and you'd be like, I have no idea what they're talking about. It's in the book. It's in there.
No,
it's
that's
all
what I was
in
saying.
Book.
Is
and
like,
they gave, they,
I've
you know?
Always read the textbook, one, because I'm a nerd, but also, like, that's where the answers are. That's how you get the answers.
Right. That's the point of the book, really.
Yeah.
That's where the information lies. But it's just, you know, it's boring, so put it on YouTube or something. Hey, you put up a YouTube video today. I haven't watched it yet.
I did. I finished it on this trip, which was a little bit harder than I expected, but I did it.
You have internet in Japan, it seems like. It's based on my experience right now. Is it a phone hotspot you're using right now? But surely they have normal internet there.
Yes, there's normal good internet. Right now I'm calling you basically, like, through my phone data, because the Wi-Fi is really not good.
Yeah, well, I suppose it was, yeah, you're out. If I would have known you were out in the middle of nowhere, maybe we would have. But I don't know, you're probably really vibing it. You're probably going to remember this podcast forever.
This is a very unique experience. I love the delay.
Hello?
It takes so long. I think I'm cutting out.
The amount of delay is crazy, dude.
It's like 4 seconds.
Oh my god, what a strange... It feels like I'm hallucinating you, and then sometimes I blink and you disappear, and I'm like just sitting in this... I've had too many paint fumes in my brain, and I'm just doing a podcast all alone. Very strange.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's difficult. I've put up videos that I finished on trips before, and it's always a lot of work. I can work on planes really well now, but in, like, hotels and stuff, it's difficult for me, especially if you're, like, with people.
Yeah, my issue is that I wanted to edit on the plane, but I always forget that my computer only lasts, like, 45 minutes.
Hello?
Not plugged in editing. I'm talking. You just can't hear me.
Here?
I'm just going to talk to myself.
I got nothing.
You still can't hear me?
Oh, wait. No. I think you're back.
Okay.
I feel, you know, just give Ethan a little Christmas bonus this week for getting
for
this one together.
With this.
You know, if he does a little extra work, he could probably make it sound reasonably natural, right? Or he can just, you know, cut it together however he wants, make us say all sorts of things.
Yeah. Why don't I go through like my top points of Japan so far, and then
great,
you can explain what you've done in the last week, and then we can do maybe some questions.
Okay. But like you're saying, like two long monologues might be better than an attempt at conversation.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe we need to take turns.
All right, go for it. I'll try to interrupt with questions as minimally as I can.
Okay. I don't have a whole lot to say. I scheduled this podcast so early in the morning because I thought that I would be up because jet lag. What jet lag does to me is the first week that I come to Japan, I'm just waking up at 5 a.m. and going to bed at like 9, but I feel incredible. And I feel incredible waking up at 5 a.m. and I feel like I've been fixed. And I'm just like this new person that wakes up at 5 a.m. and
yeah.
I get work done in the morning and it's awesome. Mm. And then after about a week, I start adjusting. So I'm afraid I do actually feel pretty tired right now at, 6:22 in the morning because I think I'm adjusting, but I need to figure out how to just be permanently Japan jet lagged.
Are you a person who... Man, see, I tried to time it so that you could finish your sentence by the time I started, but it seems like that time, it interrupted you. I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
It is what it is. Are you a person, like, do you like to get up at 5 a.m. in where you live normally?
I think I do.
Like, if possible.
Yeah, I think I like to be up early because the thing that everybody says where you feel like you can be productive because nobody else is up yet and it's still, like, quiet. I think I'm just more productive when it's quiet in general.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So if anybody has tips on how to be jet lagged forever, that would be sick. Or how to not, I don't know how circadian rhythm works. How do I keep getting up at the same time? This is a problem I have my whole life.
Yeah, and listen, people are always saying about circadian rhythm and, oh, it's, you know, if you go to bed or stay, and I've never been able to harness it in any real way. Like, I feel like it's always working against me no matter what I choose to do. So, I gave up on circadian rhythm a long time ago. You just gotta power through.
You just gotta be tired?
Yep, all the time, 24/7. Well, but if you accept it, then you can just ignore your circadian rhythm, and then you die when you're 52, and that's how it goes.
Yeah, whatever happens to me with the jet lag, though, it's like, even if I do go to bed later, I wake up at 5 and I feel like I can do anything. I don't even feel tired. Like, I don't know what the phenomenon is, but I can sleep for like 4 hours and wake up at 5 a.m. and be like, totally fine. Only when I fly to Japan.
And when you fly back, does it do the opposite where you wake up at like 11 a.m. and you feel great? Or is it, no, it just doesn't. That's not how it goes.
I don't remember what happens when I come back.
Well, I guess you'll find out soon enough.
Yeah.
Well, if in theory, you're going to get back and then we're going to do a podcast like the next day, right?
In theory, yeah.
In theory. No, I trust you. We're going to get it
done.
No,
we can
do it.
It's
going to be great. I'm not going to be working. I'm taking some time off, so I can, anytime you want, you just holler and I'll hop on the computer.
Oh, right. Wait, when does your vacation start?
I mean, technically it started 4 hours ago when I put up the Skyrim Trees video. And
whoa.
I'm not going to tell you how you did, just so you know. Unless you want me to spoil it, but your guess is out there in the ether.
No, tell me. I haven't been able to watch it yet.
I'll tell you that you did not win, but you were, I would say, definitely in, like, the closest third of guesses.
So who won?
H-Bomber Guy won. Not to spoil it for anyone. Sorry, I should have said spoilers, but H-Bomber Guy won. And with a guess of, you were either second or third place. I didn't actually do the math. Because the real number was, like, 46,000. He guessed 45, you were 50, and then Juniper Dev was like 41.5 or something like that. So you were all three, you were the closest. Some people were Someone guessed 1600. No offense, Nakey Jakey, but 1600's crazy. And then Todd Howard, Bethesda's own Todd Howard, guessed 111,000, which is crazy. Because he made the game, so you'd think, but the man was memeing.
All right, well, I gotta say, so, you really made me think I won, because you were like, because you sent me a text of when the video was going up, and I'm like, oh my God, he's telling me this because I'm going to be famous, because I won.
Well, I was sending it to you in case you wanted to leave a comment being like, oh, I almost won. Mm. But, you know, I guess you're busy. You're in Japan. You've got bigger and better things to be worried about.
Okay, so you just wanted to rub it in, I think.
Would it have been better if I just not told you and let you sit in suspense and then you watch it yourself?
I think so, yeah.
I do want to rub it in. I'm rubbing it in. Your guess was horrible. 50,000 now, Jesus.
Do you want to know what I did? Because I was worried that you would think it was cheating.
You tell me first.
It only took like 5 minutes because what you told me originally was that I could do anything short of like finding out what the actual number was with like in the game, like using the game,
like
no wikis.
Oh, did you wait?
Listen,
I made it clear that it was no wikis, no, like you could do anything as long as it was from within the game, no cheats, no mods, no wikis. But maybe you wikied it up. I was very unclear with people, to be fair. Like, I really was not prepared
I gotta go screenshot the text you sent me and send it to Ethan to see.
Okay. All right. But this is my texting illiteracy coming in again.
But I feel better telling you because I didn't win, so I don't feel as fraudulent.
For sure.
But it only took like 5 minutes, but I searched Skyrim satellite map because people make satellite maps where they're taking screenshots from above.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I didn't do it very meticulously because I didn't want to cheat too much, but I just like I pulled it up in like a image program and I said, okay, I can count this many trees in this square and then what percentage of this map looks like it's forested. And
okay.
Then I did like a quick multiplication.
I mean, listen, technically speaking, because if you were in the game, you could open up the in-game map. It wouldn't be quite the same level of detail.
It wouldn't show the trees,
like,
though. The picture I was looking at, could see the dots of the trees.
Okay. Well, what you did was reasonably close to what we ended up doing for... Because the video ends up being all about... We talked about this a little bit last week, like statistics and sampling. So you kind of did that same type of, like, get an estimate, do some multiplication. Only we didn't use a single tree dot satellite map. I wonder if anyone else did that. Maybe H Bomber Guy also did that. I didn't really think. I should have been clearer, but I intentionally did not tell anyone. It was smart because I didn't think about doing it as a charity thing until way later. But mm-hmm. It was smart not to tell people that there was money on the line because I feel like that might have incentivized cheating. You know, people being like, "Oh man,
yeah,
really, it's for the kids. It's for the kids." You know.
Yeah, I didn't watch the video yet, but I was looking at the comments right before the pod because I'm guessing you told people to guess because there was a bunch of people putting numbers in the comments.
Yeah, I was curious how people's like instincts would go on that.
And it was just funny to see how many people were guessing very low numbers.
Yeah, very, very low. Some people were like 300,000. I mean, it's without actually going into the game, it is hard to like kind of vibe it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But hey, there you go. If you had won... And it was fraudulent. Who knows what we would have taken that money from those children. We would have given it to the Hurt the Children Fund as punishment. So it's lucky.
Yeah, you would have had to make a correction apology video.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we would have.
Would have been like
Scott's
Tots.
Thankfully, we didn't. I don't really remember what that is. That sounds familiar.
The audience will know.
All right. Well, Scott's Tots. Anyway, top five things about Japan. Give it to me.
Okay, so we were in Osaka for almost a week. I'm not a city person. I've said this before. I do like Osaka a little bit more than Tokyo, I think. There were more kind of like just hipper, cooler stores and vibe. I don't know. Osaka, I think, I could be wrong. I think it has a reputation of being a little more laid back, a little more like artisty. I know it's like known for comedy. So I saw more people like the train station by where we were staying. There was a bunch of kids that would like gather there at night to practice breakdancing, which was funny. And I do think...
Funny? Like, they sucked at it?
No, like, it was cool. Like, it was cool that there was, like, that kind of culture. Because from what I've seen of Tokyo, I've stayed in a couple different neighborhoods of Tokyo, and I'm sure that it completely depends where you are because it's freaking huge. But it's a little more, like, proper. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sure that stuff happens in Tokyo, too. But...
Is there an equivalent, like, American city you could compare it to for my brain? Like, would Osaka be, like, a Portland or like, a, I don't know, a New York or I don't know.
Oh,
is there
gosh.
Something? Maybe L.A. is, like, Tokyo or... Not that L.A. is proper, I guess. L.A.'s a fucking mess, but...
Probably Tokyo would be New York. Osaka would be somewhere else. I'm not sure exactly. It's so hard to compare because it's completely different cultures regardless.
Yeah, and if you don't like cities anyway, it's not like you're going to be traveling to a bunch of giant cities to compare it to.
Yeah.
So.
But so Osaka was cool. It is still a big city, so mostly what there is to do is like shop and go to restaurants. But we had fun with Noah's siblings. Highlight of Osaka was we went to a magic bar where there were magicians doing tricks in between serving the drinks. That was sick.
Wait. In between, like, as, like, a, it was mandatory? Like, you can't have another drink until, or was it, like,
no, you just had, just, I think
it just like
had
a Rainforest Cafe, like, it happened on a timer.
I think it just, you just had to get at least one drink, and then they kind of timed it so that everybody that came in got to see three magicians perform, and then they'd be like, okay, your time's up.
Okay, so it was kind of like Enchanted Forest in that little sprinkler room.
Sprinkler room?
Well, with the, there's not sprinklers, but it was like the fountain show with all, you go in, you sit down,
time's up.
Everybody out.
Yeah, the water fountain. I don't know if we talked about that, but yeah, there's an incredible water show at Enchanted Forest.
It's pretty amazing. The amount of storytelling they can do just with a couple of hoses.
Exactly.
Is really pretty impressive.
Oh, it's not just a couple. That's the most hoses
it's
I've seen in my
hoses.
Life.
It's like 100 hoses and like a couple lights and a MIDI song. It's amazing.
It fills the whole room with humidity. It's awesome.
It really does. It's humid in there. It's dank.
Okay, what else? Nintendo World. We went to Universal and we went to
Tell
Nintendo
me all
World.
About that.
It was really cool. Universal in general, I was kind of laughing at like the... different standards, I would say, than Disney, because I've also been to Disney World recently, and Disney's whole thing is like being really serious about that you can't see the backs of the buildings or anything, like you don't see anything that doesn't look like it's part of the Magical Kingdom, whereas Universal really doesn't care as much. We went to like, this was the first time I'd seen the Harry Potter world that has Hogwarts in it, and there's like a ride
inside. Is that unique to Japan?
No, I think it's also in America.
Okay.
But there's like two different versions of Harry Potter World. I've been to the one where you go to Diagon Alley, and then there's the Gringotts Bank, and there's a ride in that. But this is the one that actually has like Hogwarts up on a cliff. It's like a mini version of Hogwarts. But it's just funny because when you're in line for the ride and you go around the back of Hogwarts, you see the whole like warehouse looking back half of it with the ride in it.
That's awesome.
And like Disney would put something there.
Yeah, that is the reputation that Universal has versus Disney, is they're kind of like a little more just kind of like down to earth. Like it's almost like just a normal theme park, just like, oh, what's up? And like the characters are a little looser with their dialogue. Like I saw Megatron doing some, he was like belittling some teenage girl for screaming at him or something. I was like, this is not, you would not have this kind of interaction.
Yeah, no, those characters should be able to belittle children once in a while, I think.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's, well, especially Megatron. I mean, geez, he's an evil guy.
I saw somewhere that there's a rule that Disney characters have to hug kids back if kids come up and hug them, except for the villains. The villains are allowed to not hug them.
That's cute. I remember seeing a thing. It was, you know how you ever get those like Manosphere TikToks sometimes where it's like a man explaining something to you seriously with music in the background?
Once in a while on accident.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, I saw one of those that was like, no, my timeline's filled with them. Don't ask. I saw one that was like, It was like one of those, I don't, it was like, not a Joe Rogan-y, but like one of those fucking bald dudes who's talking about something, and he was talking
They're
about how
bald.
Beautiful it was that at Disney they have a rule that if a kid hugs you, the character can't let go of the hug until the kid does. And he was so moved by that. And I was like, you loser, what are you getting the, what are you talking about?
Okay. But yeah, Nintendo World, very cool. Better than Harry Potter World in terms of like immersion, because you couldn't see anything weird in Nintendo World. It actually felt like you were in Mario.
I feel like Nintendo is kind of like Disney-esque in that way. Like they're a little bit more meticulous with their brand imagery, which I like. It's cool. Was it? Did they have that Donkey Kong ride yet, or was it just Mario Kart?
They did have Donkey Kong, and I really wanted to do it, but the wait was like 2.5 hours all day long.
Yeah, I heard it's a crazy ride. Like it. I've heard they got some pretty wild technology going on there. Same with Mario Kart, though. So, but 2.5 hours is a long time.
Yeah. So we didn't do it. I wanted to. Maybe I should have just waited.
Well, you know, there's a lot going on.
But yeah, just to wrap up, other than that, we've done a lot of nature stuff. We've just started the second half of the trip, which is just all going to be kind of road tripping in nature. So
that's kind of I bet it's like so beautiful. I've seen pictures of that. Are you going to hike up a mountain?
Probably at some point. Maybe today.
What? Wouldn't that be planned ahead of time, or are you just going to do it on a whim?
You know, we haven't really planned a lot. I just look stuff up on maps and go there, especially having a car.
That's so fun. That's like playing a video game.
Mm-hmm.
That's really fun.
So what have you been up to?
Mostly just working on this video. I was working so much up until we left to come up to Virginia for like family Christmassy stuff. And up until the point that we left, I was just fucking busting ass on this video. And we basically finally got it done, got all of our stuff settled at the last minute, and then put it up. So I'm kind of... There's like a few more things I have to wrap up with that. But I'm kind of almost on vacation. But kind of like once I get back from this vacation, I'll be on vacation. You know what I mean? You ever have a vacation like that?
I don't know.
Where
but
you're
I'm
like,
happy
I just
got
to, you know... All right, well, thanks, you know? So I'm looking forward to having some time to, I don't know, do whatever the heck else I'm planning on doing. Probably play some video games or something.
Yeah. Do you
and,
have content
know.
Scheduled or not that you have to, but...
Nope. No. I think I might... there's a world where I'll do a video in January, but I almost think, like, maybe because the video that we just put up, there's, like, it's quite a cast of characters. It was a lot of work. It's a big... it felt very sentimental for me to see, you know, it's like there's all these creators on this list and I'm like friends with some, like you I'm friends with. I get to be friends with like, well, honestly, it's just you. The rest of them I'm not friends with. just seeing all these people
you
and
could
seeing
be,
Todd Howard and stuff. I could be. Yeah, I'm like acquaintances with a lot of these people. And so it was a very cathartic thing to see that video done. And so I almost want to just like cool my jets for a couple of months, kind of like not end on a high note, so to speak, but just like let it sit, let the energy kind of fester, and then
that's
totally come back
fine.
In like February. So
I've seen so many comments
we'll see if that
are
holds,
like
but.
So, like just blown away by how many videos you've been putting out in such quick succession. Like I don't think anybody.
Yep.
I've said this before. I think about your videos is that they're very clearly very high effort. I don't think anybody would mind if there was like several more weeks in between when they come out.
Yeah, I mean it's. I love the feeling of, like, them coming out so fast and being so high effort that people are, like, they can't quite fathom how it's possible. Like, that makes me feel good. I'm like, yeah, exactly. I am that good. I'm that fast. But it is also, there's, like, this huge cost to it, which is I don't get to really have a life, and it's really exhausting.
Yeah, I'm sure it's exhausting.
Even if it's really fun, obviously. Like, it's super cool. But I gotta like play video games. I gotta play a bunch of new games to add to the lineup for next year, and I gotta work on music and do a bunch of like. I'm trying to do. There's like some side project-y stuff for the channel that I want to kind of start working on too, and then we'll come back and do something in February, maybe January. But I'm thinking February at this point. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's nice
and
to
then
have
we'll
time
go right back to it
to work on the other stuff around the channel that's not content like. I can say for the pod people, I am I'm bringing my merch back. This is my official announcement.
Hallelujah.
The merch
greatest
is coming
merch store
back.
Ever that a YouTuber's ever had.
What that a YouTuber's ever had?
The greatest merch store that a YouTuber's ever had.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's
I'm speaking
be
on behalf of the
even
audience.
Better.
Well, there you go. Incredible.
Yeah.
Would you ever turn it into... You don't have to answer this or even think about this if you don't want to. You can block this from your brain. But would you ever turn it into just like a self-sustaining brand? Because your merch is not like... specific to you necessarily. Some of it is.
Yeah.
But like a lot of it's just really cool merch, right?
I think I prefer for it not just to be like a logo of the channel or something, because I want it to be
right.
things that people would like want to buy anyway. So it kind of already is its own brand,
right.
I guess. Not that I don't plan to be the kind of YouTuber that's like, everybody says you need to build some kind of product brand so that you can eventually like retire from YouTube and that can be your thing, or because it's a more consistent form of income. I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
Because I just like making silly things and I want to keep it as cheap as possible and stuff, but it's gonna be much better than it was before, because before it was basically like drop shipped, because it was one of these like print and ship companies that's easy to do, because that was all I could afford to do at first. But it's gonna be locally printed, we're gonna have sustainable packaging, it's a whole thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we could do like a Memmade x GLHF collab or something.
Yeah, the perfect. Not talk about brands. GLHF
yeah.
could be a brand. We'll line them up. Then we can retire. This podcast is how we're retiring. This is what's keeping it going. Yeah, that sounds really fun. So, but for me, yeah, I've basically just been working. There hasn't been that much else going on.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is, you know? So, do you want to hear from some of our listeners? They had a few questions.
Yes, that would
they
be
actually
great.
Really didn't, honestly. Their questions were not that good.
That's okay.
Somebody asked about Mr. Beast and Survivor. Who cares, right? You don't like Survivor.
Oh, what's going on with that? Is he on the show or something? I just heard something about that.
I don't know. I didn't even look it up. Let's see. Survivor 50... It seems like a good idea for Survivor. Like, that seems like good publicity for them.
Of course.
Okay, Land... Mr. It just says appearance. So this title of this article, it says, Survivor 50 reveals landmark season with returning legends, Mr. Beast appearance. That's it? That's it?
I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. Well, the Survivor subreddit is talking about how having Mr. Beast on is making them realize how poor quality Survivor is, because they say Mr. Beast gave away $5 million and Survivor hasn't upped the amount they're giving away since season whatever. Boy, man, these people are so mad about Survivor. Have you ever read these subreddits? Jeff is an awful producer. This is a circle jerk.
I'm sorry, this is a circle explosion.
What did you call it? Explosion? Circle explosion. I think that's what you said. Yeah, these people are really mad.
Yeah, the fans of a long-running franchise are always its biggest haters. I can relate a little bit. Because you like something so much, you have a lot of opinions about it.
Yeah, well, and by those people, it is going to self-filter, right? Like, those are going to be the people who are left to talk about it on Reddit. You know, everyone else would have just disappeared, so.
Yeah.
Somebody asked about, when you first started your YouTube channel, did we have to, like, spam social media to grow an audience? Or did it just happen organically? And I think, unfortunately for both of us, we had, like... Well, I definitely had, like, a strong leg up because I was doing it through that website. So I got my first,
yeah.
like, 1,000 views. I feel like the first 1,000 views is the hardest part, you know?
Yeah, I don't remember. I definitely... When I started it, I made it a point in my mind to, like, not be worried about getting followers. So I definitely wasn't, like,
yeah.
advertising it or anything. And then I think it helped that I collabed with you, obviously. But then it just kind of... Once I started getting, like, over 1,000 views on a video, which I guess is... That's hard to do. But I can't... I don't have any advice
yes.
for that. But after that, it kind of just, like, has been doing itself.
I do think it is, like, that first... Once you have, like, 1,000 people, that's enough of, like, a sample size for the algorithm to, like, start... knowing who's gonna like it. But before that, it's really difficult to Like, you're kind of just, it's really a lottery at that point, because the algorithm has no data for, like, oh, people who like this also liked this, because no one likes it yet, and so it just puts it out to random people, and if you get unlucky, then, you know, you don't get any viewers.
I guess I did, I will say I was posting clips on TikTok sometimes, and I did notice if if I got a TikTok that had, like, 20k views or something, which happened a couple times, I would get like 10 subscribers from that. But it
was
something.
Crazy how bad the conversion is. Like, people always like, I've gotten every once in a while, like, not in a little while, I guess, because I'm kind of like almost too big to deserve a shout out, right? But there was a period of time where people would be shouting me out, like Nakey Jakey gave me a shout out. His video gets, you know, 4 million views or whatever it was. I think I got like, it was like 600 subscribers, or like, it's like such a horrible conversion rate on the like promotion from another website. I don't know if you've ever gone like, had a video go like viral on Reddit or anything like that.
No.
But it really doesn't do anything, you know. It really doesn't.
Yeah.
All of it pales in comparison to just like your natural reach that you get through the YouTube algorithm, pretty much.
For sure. Because, I mean, once people are on a platform, they want to stay on that platform. So they might like follow you on TikTok or something because they want to see more TikToks, not because they're going to like go subscribe to you, which is fine.
Yep, exactly. It's totally fine. You gotta use these platforms for what you want them for. Like, I guess the only... Well, I guess, have you noticed anything with... Because you do a lot more short stuff now. Has that, are you enjoying that? Does that feel worth it?
I think it's fun. I think I do, I'm like gaining some followers on Instagram that are like just there for the Instagram, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
And it's also good for like your people who are already your fans, right? Like, it makes them be like, oh yeah.
Yeah. It's cool to see people get excited that I'm like showing up on their Reels feed or whatever, cause they already watch me. And then some people that already watch me are like just finding my Instagram that way cause they didn't know about it or whatever. I'm not doing it as like some kind of grand social media scheme. I'm just kind of trying it out. It's fun to have another platform, I guess, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I lost my train of thought. I was going to ask something about the merch stuff, but I forgot what it was. Aside from that, there's really like no questions, believe it or not. I feel like our audience isn't really a questions audience, you know?
Well, maybe we just need to be better at answering them so they're actually motivated to ask things.
All right, fine. I'm going to read you the other ones. One of them
but
said...
Wait, I have one more thing to say about the, like, how do you gain followers thing.
Okay, do it.
Because it is... I do feel like we just have the same answer that everybody has, which is, like, you don't really know in the beginning, like, before it starts taking off on the algorithm. But I would just say the generic shit that you don't want to hear, maybe, which is... Focus on your craft, focus on making cool stuff that you like, and don't get into this like bitterness of like, I spent this much time on this thing and nobody's watching it, because that attitude is going to show through your content as well. So you basically
100%.
Need to be, the way that I've always thought about YouTube is like, I'm going to put a lot of effort into this to make something that I like and that I'm proud of, and that is like my entry into the lottery, and then happens after that is out of my control mainly, but I can at least put myself in a position to where like I'm making a good product, for lack of a better word, so that I have a better chance if somebody does come across it, I have a better chance of it taking off, but I'm not counting on it.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember that every video, especially before you like have an audience, every video you make is an entry into a lottery. And there are things you can do to increase your odds, but it's still odds game to some extent, right? Making great videos is your best way to increase your odds. I don't know if I've ever seen, you might just have some examples or disagree with this, but I don't think I've ever come across a channel that made like 20 really good videos that didn't get some kind of an audience out of it. Like, I think it's pretty hard, if you're making really good videos, to not find some other people who want to watch that stuff that you're making.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just focus on having a good time. Make the best stuff you can. Know that it's a lottery and that it's not going to always correlate, like, the quality of the video with the performance. But over time, again, you're talking if you make 10, 20, 30, 50, however many videos, it's maybe I'll get a bunch of links in the comments of people being like, what about this channel that made 20 great videos and they don't have any views? But I think in general, if you really focus on making them really good and you really put yourself in the shoes of the people watching it to make sure that you're not like wasting their time, and then also just focus on your passion for it, in the aggregate, you may not get a gajillion views, but you're going to find some kind of audience at some point.
Yeah.
For the most part. But you got to be doing it for the love of it. You have to really love doing it and really put focus on the creativity and the passion of it as much as you can. Because if you don't, you're just going to burn out anyway, and it's not going to be fun.
Yeah.
Did you like all the people who said we didn't know anything about chop shops? I don't know if you read these comments, but people were like, oh, they're so innocent. They don't even know about a chop shop.
Okay, yeah, because this is where they go to chop up the car that they stole.
Right, and sell the bits and pieces. I guess we could have thought about that, but yeah, we're not breaking any laws.
Where are they? Where are the chop shops? Can I go see one?
It's got to just be some guy's garage, right? Just like some guy down the road.
Yeah, like a private home.
You always like walk by a house that has too many cars in the yard, and you're like, what are you doing with all those? Maybe that's a chop shop. And then you sell the bits and pieces.
But like, if I want to get into stealing cars for the first time, like, who do I ask about where the chop shop is?
That's something that I think about a lot with regards to crimes. Is I'm sitting here Googling, like if I needed to know how to do a crime, I'd be like, where do you buy this, or how do you find that? And it's like this thing where you just kind of have to know somebody. But I guess, you know, like if I told you right now, ma'am, I need you to get me fentanyl by next week, or I'm gonna like blow up all of every Genshin server. I don't know, something. Would you think you could do it? Like, what would be the strategy there? You'd probably just go on the street and start asking around, right?
Yeah, honestly, God. I mean,
like, here's where I'm going. First thing I'm doing, I'm going to my local high-end restaurant and asking to the servers where they get their cocaine or their drugs or whatever, because somebody working in that restaurant is doing
That's
something.
The thing is, like,
so you start
you need
there,
to find
you know,
somebody, find somebody's like weed dealer or something, and like go from there. Like,
just exactly.
Just
follow
ask
the thread.
Each dealer about harder and harder drugs until they get you to the fentanyl person.
Or you get stabbed because they think you're part of the 5-0.
True.
So that's the danger. Is people going to be like, who are you? Like, no, I need this.
No, I'm just trying to get into Fent for the first time.
Exactly. I'm just trying to test it out. I'm just trying to see if it's for me.
Yeah.
Can you explain this comment to me? Somebody said, why did the pod end right as the salt talk started? Did we talk about salt last week? That's Junebug said that.
Yes, we talked about where the phrase take it with a grain of salt came from, but I had to cut it off because your game started playing copyrighted menu music.
Well, there you go.
But we can reveal,
you didn't want the people
to
see
it
ads.
Out, right? It's like an extremely
I think we did.
Phrase.
I'm not convinced. It's something where some guy was taking a thing to make him immune to poison, and one of the ingredients in that thing he was taking was salt. It was a grain of salt.
Yeah.
So people started saying, like, oh, if you take that with a grain of salt, it'll make you immune to poison. And I guess it just... But the thing I brought up with you is, like, I think, like, cashews were another one of the ingredients, and I don't understand why it didn't become take it with a couple crunched cashews. Why that didn't become the phrase, or any of the other ingredients. Like, what was special about salt? I don't know.
I don't know, maybe a grain of salt is catchier. But yeah, it was just like one of these old-timey doctors that had written it in a book that this was like a antidote to poison, is like several other things and then a grain of salt.
And to be clear, when you say old-timey, that makes it sound like cowboy times? No, you're talking like BC. We're like way back. We're talking like Romans
BC,
or Greeks or something. It was like the Romans,
I gotta look
though,
it up
right?
Again.
All right, here we go. Take it with a grain of salt.
You look it up. I don't have internet.
Oh, true. Take it with a grain of salt origin.
Just find the year.
Okay, 77 AD. So I was damn close. We're talking one grandma's lifetime away from zero. So
if that phrase is from that long ago, that is insane and kind of like beautiful that humanity kept that
alive. It is amazing. Yeah, what do you think the oldest thing... People argue, like, obviously some religions would qualify, but what do you think is the oldest idea that has maintained itself, like, not gotten distorted, or the oldest saying, or the oldest thing? I guess we're talking ideas here, phrases, ideas, you know, whatever. That's, like, from the oldest thing, you know? It's gotta be some...
I don't know.
Somebody, we gotta look... Somebody look that up in the comments and tell us, and we'll read it next week.
What's the oldest thing?
Yeah, what's the oldest thing? Because, what is it, like, the oldest religion that's still going? Well, we still use, like, strike me down, Zeus, right? People say that when they're out in storms.
Yeah.
And they want to get hurt. And Zeus is pretty old. Right? That was Greek?
I think so.
When was Zeus born? Zeus was born in... No, not in a cave, not where. I need to know, when was Zeus born? Zeus was born around the 13th century BCE. Okay, so that's pretty old.
That's if you believe he was actually born.
Well, this is according to this movie. What's this? Hercules? What's this movie?
the animated all right,
aside
Hercules
from other
movie.
Questions, aside from other questions, let's see. People talk a lot about chimps. People did say that they did love Grandma's Boy, so unfortunately for you... You were actually in the minority of people, because a lot of people, and also people said, we instead of explode, you should have said nutting, which is so much worse. Like, every suggestion that people had was as bad or worse than what you used, which is pretty funny.
I think I made the right choice, because I tried to think of a word that, like, could be used for other things as well. None of these things that people are suggesting, like, there's only one interpretation, you know?
Nutting, jorking, what other people say. This, someone just said you should have said ejaculated, which obviously is horrible.
I think the point is I rather would have not said it at all, but I was forced
to
explain
brought it
the
up.
Plot.
Okay. You had to. I needed to hear about it. It was important. I don't know. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's more or less what people were into last week. A little bit of statistics, a little bit of law talk, a little bit of Chinese talk. But
okay,
that's it. How are you going to edit this? Or how are you going to, like, upload it and stuff?
Well, I'll have Ethan's help. We'll see what we do with the footage. I think I got to go take a picture of my car.
Yeah. Should I just take a picture of where I'm sitting, and then we'll just cut between those two so people can feel where we are? Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
And I'll send you that. You can get it to Ethan. Well, hey, good morning, by the way.
Yeah, good morning. I might go back to bed for a little bit.
That would be crazy. This podcast would feel like a fever dream if you went.